The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
There is to be a refight, and this time on the line, the WBO World Super Welterweight title. We've already seen Liam Smith against Liam Williams once. We're going to see it again. Let's say good morning to Liam Smith. How are you, Liam?
I'm good, Steve. You?
Yeah, great. Thanks for your company. So it's all happening again. Are you pleased about that?
Yeah, I'm very pleased. It's one that a few more boxes need to be ticked. I think we need a proper ending this time. And, you know, it's one that I want and I've asked for straight away.
Didn't really go perfectly last time, did it? Just take us through the fight.
No, not from my point of view. There are a few things played its part. Obviously, the weight was a big issue. But performance-wise, I was flat and I had no snap early on. Liam Williams boxed very well early on, but the bottom line is it's a 12-round fight. It's not, you know, it's not a 6-round fight or a 7-round fight. And as soon as the fight turned in my favour, you know, he got a cut and he quit. Simple. And regardless whether it was a head clash or it weren't, it was, you know, I had the cut from round 3 onwards. The cut was just as bad as his. But, you know, there was no moaning out to me. I still battled on and went through it. But the minute he got cut, he used that as an excuse to come out of the fight. You know, if he'd have stayed on his feet, won maybe a couple more rounds, he'd have been world champion now. So, you know, I think that's the difference in the two of us.
I mean, he started well, but as you say, you looked like you'd come into the fight and were taking control of it at a time when the fight was stopped.
Yeah, he started well, you know, boxing-wise. I was very poor, but, you know, I think it was just me heart and me toughness that changed the fight. It was nothing to do with I started boxing well. I just think I grinded out to do what I've got that, you know, you can't teach, really. I think next time, I can't be no worse. Liam Williams can't be much better. You know, if he couldn't beat me on that night, he'll never beat me.
There was a clash of heads, but you caught him as well, didn't you? Do you think you inflicted the damage on his eye through a shot?
You know, it's a fact. He was cut before the head clash. You know, the head clash made it worse. Yeah, I'm not knocking that. I never will knock that. But he was cut beforehand, and you know, like I say, you go in the ring, you get wet. There was head clashes all the way through the fight. You know, he was worse, if not just as bad as me, with his head. And it was a known fact before the fight. He is very dangerous with his head.
Were you frustrated with yourself with the way you started the fight? And what was it that you say contributed to maybe your lack of energy in the opening rounds?
No, I was frustrated. It was what it was. You know, them days I was flat. And when I think back to it now, a lot of things may have played its part in that. You know, I'm mentally strong and where I've got that attitude where it's, you know, fine, let's go. But deep down, a lot of things may have played its part. And, you know, the weight was one of them. I misjudged the weight. I started too heavy after the Canelo fight. You know, I come down too much weight and, you know, I hit a wall at the final stage and it wouldn't come out to me. You know, I looked like death at the weigh-in and, you know, I've never missed weight in 8 years and it was a big mistake and it's one that I'll put right in September.
You'll never do it again. Could you tell in the week leading up, was it a few days before that you were concerned about your weight?
Yeah, but, you know, to be honest with you, I thought I'd done it. You know, I woke up and, you know, I only had a little bit to go, but it would not come out to me. And, you know, I could have been there all day and it still wouldn't have came out to me on that day. But, you know, it's a lesson learned. And I say I'm happy I've got the rematch now because it's one that I'll put to bed. And
yeah, and you can sort it out. So you live and learn from that. So you move on to this one and it's a bit strange that obviously that's the belt you held and it looks like you're going to be fighting for the same belt again, the WBO World Super Welterweight title, because Saul Canelo Alvarez is moving on to face Gennady Golovkin at middleweight. So it suits everyone really, Liam.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's, you know, it's more added spice. It's a more incentive to go the extra bit for this fight. But, you know, again, the last fight would have been for the interim title, you know, I probably should be world champion now, so that's like, you know, a bit hard to swallow, but that's another reason why Liam Williams should have battled through. If he'd have stayed on his feet, you know, he was ahead on all scorecards, was three rounds to go. I know how to change the fight round, but from his point of view, stay on your feet, win a couple more rounds, you'd be world champion now. And I think that's the difference in the two of us. You know, I couldn't win the title because I missed weight. So I think there's more reason for me to retire on my stool and quit than there was for him. You know what I mean? There was,
yeah.
You know, I was cuffed from round three onwards. I couldn't win the title. So there was more reason for me to just go, oh, you know what? It's like the saying goes, I'll save myself. I'll let the cut not get any worse. But no, you know, I'm not like that. That's not in my nature. I think if you've got that in you, it'll always come out in you. And he's already showed the chink in his armour by doing that. So, you know, like I said, if he couldn't beat me on that day, he'll never beat me.
It's an intriguing scenario now. So this refight will be in, what are we talking, August, September?
September it's going to be.
Definitely September.
Yeah,
definitely a venue, Liam?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I don't know where it's going to be just yet. Maybe they might have it back in Manchester, which is neutral for the both of us. Or, you know, I can't see it being Liverpool, and I also can't see it being Cardiff. So I think they might go on neutral venue again, and it depends what show Frank's got in mind.
It's absolutely intriguing. I can't wait for that one. And everyone will be looking out as well for Saul Alvarez against Triple G, because that's a battle of the heavyweights.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. You know, for boxing, I'm happy that's made. And, you know, it's a tough fight. And I've always said Triple G wins because he's too big. But, you know, I'm slightly edging towards Canelo now, to be honest with you. He's absolutely class. I am.
Having felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think Saul Canelo Alvarez has the power to take out Gennady Golovkin at middleweight?
That is the only question, I think. I think, you know, deep down, Alvarez is better than Golovkin in every department besides power. And I think if he can handle Golovkin's power, then I think he wins. But that's the intriguing part. You know, Golovkin has got the power, so it's going to be good to see.
It's always great when you see two absolute champions come head-to-head, isn't it? Particularly for the sport as a whole.
Yeah, it is, man. Especially them. They are two of the biggest names, you know, pound for pound. Two of them are right up there in the best in the sport. And, you know, two of them are class and exciting to watch. So, you know, you are getting a good fight with them.
It just gives a thought on the heavyweight division. I'm sure you were glued with Joshua and Klitschko. Will Anthony go on to sort of dominate? Will the likes of Tyson Fury cause a problem on the road? What's your perception of how the heavyweight division will work itself out, Liam?
It's exciting again, and you know it's one of them. With Fury, I think he's got a long road back, but you know I kind of look at it as the Fury that beat Klitschko beats the Joshua that beat Klitschko. You know, for me, and that's what I think personally. I think Joshua's very, very good, but I still think he's a little bit green. You know, I think it showed that in the fight with Klitschko. I mean, I know I thought Klitschko was excellent, especially 41 years of age, you know, bouncing around on his toes. Mm. It was very, I think he didn't deserve to lose that fight, but then I think, you know, Joshua deserved everything for getting up off that knockdown. He showed, you know, unbelievable balls getting up off that. So, I think it's exciting again to see, and you know, it'll be exciting if Bellew gets involved with them, and you know if he can put a bit more size on, then you know it's exciting to see the others coming through. But again, the heavyweight's exciting again. Now it's been boring for a couple of years, and you know everyone loves a heavyweight, so it's good to see everyone talking about them again.
Radio City Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.